We got a little piece of that there. It's been cutting in and out. Just a little rough copying from that area. Maybe if you want to try the 440 repeater, I think that's the one on the Mount Sinai Hospital or something, you may have a better shot at it. But needless to say, I'm happy you checked in. Thanks for coming by. We definitely want to get more of the K2IRT members there. And speaking of the K2IRT members, I was hoping to hear from Dennis tonight to find out how the website was going. I know Dennis and Don were busy working on that, so I think it's just about ready to go up on the internet there, at least the intranet for a start. All right, with that, we're coming to the top of the hour. Go down the list one more time. If anyone else has anything else to say. But again, this is the K2IRT Radio Club from New York City Transit, and you definitely don't have to be a member of Transit to be part of our group tonight or any night. Just check in and be part of the fun. This is WA2AXE opening it up one last time.
WHCDL is back.
TV, the West.
Oh, and we still have Peter out there. Come on in, Andy, make one.
All right. Well, I wanted to ask you, when I went to the meeting last week, there was a guy in the room who said he had a Johnson 800 meg repeater. He was, and then he had to leave early. I didn't get a chance to talk to him about it. Is it possible I can get his name and phone number and some information about it, or should I talk to you on the phone about it?
What you do is, I'll have to go back. I took the notes over there, and I'll see who did it. I have the whole check-in list, and I'll be able to get it for you. I don't have anything at the home QTH now yet.
I can give you a call on the phone sometime on your business card.
Yeah, why not? I've got a meeting tomorrow morning from about 7 to 10 o'clock. So if you decide to call after 10, I'll be around and I'll take a look there.
I'll see my schedule. I'm not sure what I'm doing yet tomorrow. But yeah, I'll definitely give you a call. Okay. Also, I want to talk to you about some other repeater stuff I think you'd be interested in. Just wanted to mention that, and I'll call you on the phone. Thanks a lot.
Second call?
All right, Andy, thank you. Yeah, you got WA2AXZ here for the K2IRT group. Come on in.
Lima 2, Lima Tango Victor, N2LTV.
N2LTV, how you doing tonight? The name here is Lobby. L-O-B-Y, who's this?
Hey, Lobby, this is Marcus. Caught the end of the net, but I've decided to say hello anyway.
Hello, Marcus, how you doing? Well, definitely, come on in to make it there. We're just about in the free round. And as you and the other guys were talking, I got a phone call from Ohio. Guys on 160 meters were looking for me. Well, they'll have to wait. This is K2IRT time. Go ahead, Marcus, make one.
Hello, I heard you mention Dennis' name and I didn't see him at work today. I don't know if he's busy all day today or what, but I'll tell him tomorrow that you was looking for him, and maybe he'll shoot you out an email, let you know what's going on with the website. I hear you guys are going to be at Hammer's Y this weekend. Unfortunately, I have a prior occasion I have to go to, or I would have been out there.
Net control?
Yeah, you got the net control.
This is KC2PAC. I wanted to get onto the roster. Kilo Charlie 2 Alpha Charlie. I took the independent line here. I'm located in Brooklyn, and I'm coming off the Brooklyn receiver. So, my name is Sal. Hello.
All right, Sal. Welcome to the group there. Let me finish up with Marcus, and we're getting right to you over there. But Marcus, yeah, as I said, we're going to get together on Sunday for a couple of hours just to experiment with the antennas and the light. But I think the real, I just want to figure out what it is. I'm going to have to check QST, whether it's a QSO party or a 40 and 80 meter contest of some sort. That is the weekend for this Sunday. So we'll get it together. We'll have fun. As I said, we don't take things too seriously, do we? Okay, Mark.
Problem. Like I said, just turn the radio on and went to hello. Real quick, what frequency are you going on at 160?
Oh, 1872. 1.872. Matter of fact, the gang is up there now. We call ourselves the 1721 group. And if you check in, say hi to the guys and tell them Lobie sent you.
Oh, unfortunately, I don't have those capabilities. I can listen, but I can't talk. Don't have that kind of property yet. Okay, Lobie, thanks a lot. Just wanted to check in and make the roster. This is N2LTV, and I'll be clear.
Hey, N2LTV, WA2AIC, K2IIC. Well, just to give you a little hint, I don't have any property either. You know, I got this half house in Brooklyn, and I'm just running a 160-meter hamstick on the chimney. And I get pretty much all of U.S. and some PX stations, which is barely 250 and 300 watts. So maybe don't need this long 200, 300-foot wire to get out on one thing. We'll talk a little later, but you'll probably hear more about it when the guys talk about it up there, because quite a few of the guys have followed my lead on 160 with that hamstring. Does a great job. With that, we'll break with Marcus, and we'll pick up Sal, KC2PAC. Come on in the mix with Sal. KC2PAC, Sal, you still with us? Nothing heard on that. We'll just see if PETA has any last words, and we'll go down the list one last time. WB2SGT, let's go through the finals.
WB2SGT. Well, Robert, I'm going to say, totally grateful to you to, Christmas, the birthday, and I'll be there next year. I'm a big customer of Camping World, and I've had so much 12-volt DC appliances, you have no clue. Frost pan. Hey, I could pop popcorn. I want you to my fight. You'll see you next year.
WB2SGT, WA2AXZ. Well, Peter, no doubt that you had a great time last year, and it'll be even more fun this year out there. As I said, we have at least 3 days of fun and games out in the Dayton area with everything from, you know, the simple meetings at the Holiday Inn to the big get-together, the picnic we had at the KOA campground, and, of course, our formal dinner. Right now, we'll be talking to the gang up at ARRL, and we'll find out who our speaker will be this year. As I said, we've had Mary Hobart and Norm Fusero from ARRL, and we'll see who else we can get, and we had a good talk. They had a great speech they gave us. All right, we'll clear with Peter at this time. See if Charlie has anything else. WB2YZX, watching high definition, WA2AAZ.
WB2YZX. Oh, no, nothing more on my end. Gonna say hello again to Andy Dam and Neville, and of course Val. Val, maybe I'll run into you tomorrow. I may take a trip over there. I'll change my RDOs, by the way. I'm off Sunday and Monday, and I won't comment on that, but bad idea. At any rate, I'm out of here for now, so good night to everyone, and I'm going to try to make it down Sunday. It doesn't look good at this point, but we'll see what happens. So I'll give you two wires, and that's going to be clear. Good night.
All right, Charlie. Well, you know the door's always open, so you can get there fine. If not, we'll put things together, and we'll see how far we get with it. We'll make some adjustments to that monster Wally beam, and we'll move from there. Apparently, he went out, and he was going to order some ladder line, so maybe he got it, maybe he didn't get it. But whatever the case, the goal of K2IRT is to have fun and enjoy what we're doing. I'm having fun so far. All right, Charlie. We'll catch you a little later. We'll see if Rich has anything to add. KA2KDQ. Rich, come on in and make the 73.
Okay, 73, you, Lobby, and everybody in the group. Before I forget, I just want to remind everybody that everybody has time this Monday, November 12th. Kings County Radio Club is having its monthly meeting over at the Ryan Visitor Center, Floyd Bennett Field in Brooklyn, which everybody is invited to come down to. That's 7:30 p.m. on Monday, November 12th, at the Ryan Visitor Center. Take Flappish Avenue south to beginning of Marine Park Bridge Toll Plaza, and make a left turn to traffic light and signs to Floyd Bennett Field. And once you get into the field, make another left, go straight down till you see the runway, till you see the sign for the Ryan Visitor Center, make another left turn and go into the parking lot. And basically, everybody's invited to come down. We're going to have, among other things, nominations of officers for 2008, plus planning for our holiday party at the December meeting, which everybody is invited to come down to. It's basically $5 a person or $8 a couple. And I'll get more details as if anybody wants to come down, where to send the money to if they want to pay in advance. So if anybody's interested, you're more than welcome to come down this coming Monday to the meeting at the Ryan Visitor Center in Floyd Bennett Field, Brooklyn. That's the old Airport Control Tower building. Okay, Lobby, at this time I still have a couple of things to do this evening, getting ready for my little trip tomorrow. So take care, 73, and hope to catch you on again next week. This is K8KDQ. We'll be listening out.
Alright, K2KDQ, and WA2AXZ, and the K2IRT group. Richard, once again, pass my thanks over to Mom, and I deeply appreciate the card that she sent. And we'll get back to her. Apparently, there's some other things coming up in the future there. And have a great time on the trip. Go and enjoy. Anybody who can go on a trip and get away from work, get away from home, go and enjoy it to the best of your ability there. Okay, with that, we'll finish with KA2KDQ. We'll see if Val has anything to say. KB2VEQ. Val, come on and make one.
Yes, this is KB2VEQ. Are you reading me now, Lobby?
No problem.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just say my finals and 73 to everybody, and I'll see what I can do about making it out there Sunday. My daughter's birthday is the next day, and I'm not sure exactly what we're going to be doing. The doorbell's ringing now, so let me go and 73 to all. This is KB2V, you in the K2RT bunch. 73 is clear.
All right, pal. Go answer that doorbell and we'll catch you. Happy birthday to your daughter, and we'll see what happens on Sunday. Let's see if CDL is still out there. If Andy wants to make a final, WA2CDL, WA2AXV, and the K2IRP group. Nothing heard from Andy there. We'll see if Neville is still copying, if he wants to make a final. N2OQA, WA2AXZ. Come on in, Neville. Myself and the others, and let's get that decent antenna up at Central and of course at 53rd, and then we'll be able to hear everybody there. Let's just see if Marcus is still with us for a 73 LTV. You're still with us, Marcus? Come on in. Nothing heard from Marcus, and we'll close off with Sal, KC2TAC. Sally is still with us, WA2AXZ, and the K2IRT group. All right, with nothing heard from Sal, just want to thank everybody who stopped by K2IRT tonight. And again, K2IRT. Every Thursday night from 8 to 9, 9:15 as it is now. And you don't have to be a member of New York City Transit to be part of our radio group here. Just check in and sit back and enjoy the conversation there. Again, I want to thank ROW and the owners of the repeater for allowing us to use the repeater tonight. And again, deep heartfelt thanks from all of the gang at K2IRT. With that, if there's nothing else, I'm going to head up to 160 meters, 1872, with the 1721 group, and I invite those who have 40-meter capability. During the day, we have the 72 Rancho group, starting at 9 to noon, pretty much every day, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 8 to noon, Sunday, we have the roundtable informal chat on 7.272, the 72 Rancho. And at nighttime, from 7 to about 9 o'clock, the gang gets together on 40 meters on 7.193, 7193. For the Nighthawks, for the Night Watch. Sometimes we say goodnight.
KC2, QKS?
QKS, come on in.
You didn't get back to me, but again, KC2 QKS is Frank, and I just heard you said you had something going on Sunday. You kept talking about it, and it was something about an antenna. But you know, where is the place and what is the time? I might be able to drop by again. That I assume is this coming Sunday. Back to you.
Hey, Frank.
Yes.
Yeah, that's out at Hamels, Hamels Wide. We have a railroad subway tower right there at the A-train line, and we're going to be there about 10 o'clock in the morning to set up antennas and experiment somewhat. We're doing a contest of some sort on November 8th or 17th, the weekend after. But this weekend we're just going to experiment with some 40-meter and 80-meter antennas there. And you're more than welcome to be part of it.
stop. Nothing, but I did hear something about Hamel, an antenna, and on Saturday at 10 o'clock, or Sunday at 10 o'clock. Unfortunately, Sunday I do soccer games out in Long Island, so I might not be able to make it. But once my Sunday bus is free up after Thanksgiving, really, I'd like to become engaged with you guys and learn a lot more about ham radio. I'm somewhat of a rookie at this, but I've really enjoyed being part of your next on Thursday. And so thanks for letting me be part of it. And KCQ2KS, saying 7-3, and I will try to be back on the net next week. Again, KCQ2KS, 7-3.
All right, yeah, if you want more information, you can email me at my call letters, wa2axz@arrl.net. Again, it's wa2axz@arrl.net. And I'll give you the plans and the, the time we meet, whatever else we do. And you're more than welcome to come aboard, Ged.
Thanks for the invite. I'll get you on an email and we'll exchange some emails and addresses and we'll get some eye contact on every day. So thanks again. KC2QKS.
All right, T2QKS, you got the K2IRT group. We'll give it one last chance if anyone else wants to say anything. Come on in now. Or as they say at the weddings, forever hold your peace.
This is KC2QOS, Net Control. I'm glad to finally be able to connect to you guys. I've been listening to you for a couple of Thursdays, and I'm one of those retired transit guys. Loving it.
I hear that a lot from the transit guys there. After they put in so many years working for transit there, they're so happy to get out. Looks like life starts over again. Name over here is Lobi. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Tito, KC2QOF, and I heard you mention Hamel's Y, and I kind of twinkle in my eye. We worked many, many nights over there. I worked with a tunnel lighting gang, put many bank lights up there on cold, cold nights.
I've been working for the TA now for 38 years in the power group. And same here. I'm still going out to Hamel on cold nights in the snow and doing our thing out there. So you're not missing much. It must be a little bit warmer where you are now. But definitely, if you're a retiree, more than happy to welcome you aboard to K2IRT. If you want to be part of the gang, feel free.
Yeah, I'd like to do that as a ex-tunnel worker. You mentioned Hamel's Y and my eyes just lit up.
Right. Well, again, if you have email, email me at my call letters, wa2axz@arrl.net. Again, that's wa2axz@arrl.net. We'll give you the information and come on aboard. You'll have a lot of fun. We have a good group of guys there that are doing everything. From every corner of the system, from subways to buses to communication to lighting to power, and you have a lot to share with all the gang there.
So I've heard these last couple of Thursdays, you guys cover a lot of topics, including tonight's pigeons.
Well, that's been the bane of everyone in New York City transit there. We've been dive-bombed so many times with these pigeons. We call them the flying rats, of course. But just a quick, funny story. We have a substation right next to Grand Central at Park 41st, and we did everything in our power, for the power department that is, to seal off the front door and put a fence or a cage around the door to keep the pigeons out. Well, don't you know the pigeons found a way in? And there was a woman that kept on calling the transit authority to help rescue the pigeons. And the woman turned out to be Marcel Marceau's XYL. So he was that famous mime and actor over there. So no matter what we tried to do for pigeons to get rid of them, they were always there. Go ahead.
DHR Mobile has a query.
Long after we're gone, right?
Well, I agree.
I agree there.
We have a mobile out there. Come on in, mobile.
Good evening. Just have a query for you. This is K2JHR Mobile. Just curious, of the people that are in the group, approximately 1% would you say are currently active and 1% they're retirees?
Right now, it's about 95% active, but we're always looking at a couple of guys that were active that retired, and we brought them back into the fold there, but we're always open to anyone who is part of the
TA. Well, unfortunately, I'm TA, I'm with New York State Police, but I was just curious myself as to the approximate percentages. Appreciate it. Again, the call letter here is, the call sign here is K2JHR, we are mobile. We're currently in the Bronx and heading up toward Westchester County. And here's Joel Juliet, Mr. Echo Lima. And again, good evening.
All right, Joel. State Police, are you familiar with Dick, W2CSQ? Can't stay quiet.
I know a couple of people with Dick. I'm not familiar with someone with that call sign. I'm out of downtown. A barracks in Westchester County. I don't know what barracks he might be out of.
I think what he's doing, he does the radio repair for the Thruway Authority and the State Police, so you may see him from time to time. W2CSQ. He's got a great call letter. Can't stay quiet.
Good. Yeah, I've done some work for all radios as well. Even though I am a homicide investigation supervisor, occasionally I do repair work on the equipment as well, but of course I'm also licensed in that capacity. Alright, so let me let you guys continue. We'll be off on the side. This is K2JH, currently northbound to the Bronx River Park.
Alright, Joel. Great to make your acquaintance there, and be safe driving, and anytime you hear us on, usually just about every Thursday night, 8 to 9, feel free to check in, man. All right, guys, I'm going to have to mosey on up to 160 meters and finish what I'm doing on 160 meters. So we're going to turn K2IRT off for the night. And again, a heartfelt thanks to the operators of the radio repeater system, and a thanks to all the gang in K2IRT and everybody who dropped by today. You've got WA2AXZ, Lobie here for the K2IRT group.